Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing guy.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad.
Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. She's the plumber's wife who became the business makeover expert. She is the business makeover expert who became a member of our brain trust, and we're so happy about that. She went to the abyss in business ownership and came back from there and learned an awful lot and said, never again, if I can help it, will other small business owners go through what I went through. And so she wrote all the books, Where Did the Money Go?, The Bare Bones Biz Plan, et cetera, et cetera. She's our good friend, Ellen Rohr. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, love to the plumber's wife from the bad boy.
That's right.
Business. I love that. And I was laughing about the hashtag comment that you said your youthful team that was delighted that you knew what a hashtag.
Oh yeah, they were amazed. I knew what a hashtag was, and of course I told you what I told them. I won't be able to say that on the air, but
that's a bad word.
Yeah. So something about patootie or something, I don't know what, but anyway,
yeah.
So I'm glad you're here. It's good to have you back. And
oh,
folks,
I love coming on your show, and
folks,
I love you.
Buckle up tight, because Eleanor's a force. You
yeah.
Do not unbuckle your seatbelts until I tell you can do that. Ellen, you've been doing something fun lately, haven't you?
Yes, and you know, this is one of the things that no matter what your politics are, and I know that everybody has to make a decision and take a stand when it comes to their vote, and that's one of the cool things about living in this great country. But one of the things that is a given, is a known thing, that in any country, in any economy across the world, a true freedom comes from having a free economy. That until that happens, there will be no freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things that I love to espouse. Our mission statement at our company is freedom, that a profitable, prosperous business expands freedom across the planet, and your small business is no small thing. And you and I have a river that runs through the both of us on that, Jim, and
yeah,
I always applaud that.
Well, and see, I love what Frederick Bastiat said 150 years ago. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a lovely way to
yeah.
put that. What's that guy's name? Let me write that
Frederick
down.
Frederick Bastiat. B-A-S-T-I-A-T. He's French, a French economist and comedian.
And that's such a neat combo.
He's a pretty funny
economist comedian.
He was a funny guy back in the middle of the 19th century. Frederick Bastiat.
He
said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. And I'm paraphrasing him just a little bit, but
it's a lovely sentiment.
I've also heard that no country that has a McDonald's has ever attacked another country that has a McDonald's.
I'll tell you, no country that has a McDonald's goes without heartburn.
That's pretty good. So, okay.
Okay, let's talk business makeover. I've had some amazing experiences lately. And what I like to do is help people turn their businesses around. And what I'm obsessed with is how fast can we do it? You know, someone calls me up and they've been in business for 30 years. And they've got two service trucks. Say it's a plumber. I work with a lot of dirty jobs guys, right? Plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, you know, the chimney sweeps. These are my people. Mm-hmm. And someone tells me they've been in business for 30 years. I'm going, are you going to wait another 30 years to get that third truck on the road? Are you willing to do what you need to do to revamp, reboot, restart, make over your company? And so that's where I'm becoming obsessive. And like, how fast can you change direction? You can change direction in an instant and then march boldly in the direction of what you want as opposed to what you've always had and what you don't want. And so this is what this business makeover idea is all about, how quickly we can turn a business around. Could it take a week? Could you do it in a day? I recently had an opportunity to work with Wells Fargo and a company that they selected. to help them turn their company over. And can we put the clip on the
yep.
site with the this
yep.
is going to be fun today.
We'll put a link to that. We sure will. Yeah.
My clip of working with these clients has over 1 million views.
Wow.
I know. I'm so excited about it. And it was, I worked with one company, and there were 3 other experts. There were 5 business makeovers altogether. And the contest, it was all to kick off this contest that Wells Fargo is doing to make your business over. You get $25,000 if you're the winner of the contest, mm-hmm. plus all sorts of expert help, some priceless publicity, and just the attention and love of a lot of great mm-hmm. people like the experts.
And where can they find it? In the meantime, where can they find it?
If you go to wellsfargoworks.com/project.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're going to talk about what happened after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. Ellen Rohr and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.